Welcome to the Halloween Horror Events podcast. Subscribe to us on all podcast apps. Plus, subscribe on YouTube. It is all free after all. Tell all your spooky friends about us. Now let's get to the show.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the HHE podcast. This is a very, very special episode. In this one, we are going to talk about our good friends over at Hollowed Out Horror. Sensors. The spec maps for Hollywood and Orlando. So we're going to talk about them in this show. Hopefully it's just dropped, so you'll be able to see it and you get our reaction to it straight away. So if you could, and you're watching this, listening to it, whatever you're doing, hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe. Leave a review wherever you are. Follow us on our socials at HHEPod or HHEPod1 on TikTok. That would be fantastic. So let's get into this. I can't do this alone. I could do, but I can't be asked. So I've got my main technician to my left, on my right, wherever he is on the screen, Mr. Epic Phil. I'll plug him in this time. How you doing, man? How you doing, Epic Phil?
Epic Phil Travels, YouTube, check it out. There it is. It's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Don't have to worry about that. I'm really good. And if you're seeing this and I look like I'm wearing the same clothes I am, we recorded one after the other.
If you want to understand why I'm doing this, we'll listen to our last episode.
And
or also, next episode.
You will have to watch as well on YouTube because you won't get what he's doing otherwise. He was showing his orange t-shirt. Also, I want to say thank you for Hollowed Out Horror for this. No, they don't have to reach out to people like us, and they do, and we do appreciate it much. Apart from Joe, who's a lazy bastard who can't be bothered to show up because he's got an excuse of having children. How dare he have children?
Well, let him off. It is literally what time is it? It's currently 25 past 11 on a Saturday afternoon. So, yeah.
It's very different for us. Yeah, even my neons don't look great.
Yeah, and it's also a WrestleMania weekend, so it's going to be a bit
Well, when this comes out, it's not. It'll still be the Monday of Raw.
Yeah, so whenever this comes out, this is coming out at the same, literally seconds after the map's been dropped. Because it's kindly given us the maps earlier. So we can have our chat and our thoughts about it, get this episode ready and give you our instant thoughts on it. So, I can't share because it's not enabled. So,
yeah. Oh, for God's sake, this bloody new system. All we'll participants, is there?
There we go. And we are in. So let's go straight into Hollywood, Universal. So this is
done the old school look. I like this.
Yeah. So if you are watching this on YouTube, if you're not watching this on YouTube, get yourself over onto YouTube and you'll be able to see it in front of you as well while we talk about it. So we have the speculation map version 1 from Hollowed Out Horror. We've got 10 houses, 2 mazes, 5 square zones, and the rides. And yeah. I saw the attractions. I thought he put something else on there, but I'll explain that when I get to it. So let's start off. We'll go clockwise like we have done before. We'll go A, B, C, D as we do.
A, B, C, D.
So just as you come into the event and you head left at spot A, we've got Latin American monsters.
Arriba. This would be a take on the Hollywood one, wouldn't it, from last year?
Hollywood? What did Hollywood?
I'm sure they did. No, Latin. No, I'm thinking something totally different. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Latin monsters are pretty cool, though, guys. So this will be
Latin,
awesome.
Latin America, you're looking at the chupacabras and all them kind of things, aren't you? The legends and stuff like that. So whether that's... Do you reckon that's an original?
It's weird because I think people are going to get confused with Universal Monsters, and it's going to be nothing like Universal Monsters because it's just monsters, but it's nothing to do with Universal. Because as you're going to see in a minute, there's a reason that there's not going to be two.
If it is an original, I don't know because he hasn't actually seen whether this is actually original or IP. Or next one, which will be one of the big houses for this year. If this comes available, Ghostbusters
with the Frozen Empire thing.
So, to be honest, we are both. If you haven't listened to our previous one as well about from the other spec map, This is one where they're both commonly getting Ghostbusters on. Whether it's going to be Frozen Empire, or it's going to be Afterlife, or Ghostbusters 2, or mashup of them all. But it is heavily rumoured that we are going to get Ghostbusters across all.
So the interesting thing is Ghostbusters, I like doing this, Frozen Empire had a great, strong opening weekend. But the second weekend in America, I know, dropped off the map, basically. That's a bit worrying. I think it's the third best, maybe fourth best Ghostbusters movie. I'm not sure.
It's fourth for me. It's behind. For me, it's Ghostbusters 1, Afterlife, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Then Frozen Empire, and then the women. Yeah. No disrespect to the women. It's just that it's a very, very...
Very different. It's not nothing against women, but I don't put it in the same universe as them four. It's a different entity.
Yeah, but we won't go into it. We could spend the whole podcast just talking about Ghostbusters, but we're not here for that. We're here for the spec map. Over onto Area C. We've got Universal Monsters Dracula, but what I have just noticed is like a little diamond over the sea on the map.
What did Phil say on the last podcast? By the way, other podcasts, 365 days a year. Sort of said the same thing a couple of weeks later after me. But did Phil say Dracula's wife's
possibly
house?
Yeah.
Well, just saying. How narcissistic is that though? Talking to yourself in the next person.
Well, anyway, so at the moment we've got Universal Monsters Dracula and possibly looking at the wives of Dracula. Well, that'd be interesting.
It's a win for Phil if it happens.
Yeah. Then over on to D. Personally, I don't think this would work, but if it's based on the newer film that's coming out soon, maybe work because it's how the origin of the film started. A Quiet Place.
Oh, it will work if it's on the original movie, because the original movie, no one knows to be quiet. So you're in the city, you're in your houses and that, you're screaming, you're breaking things, you're running around. And obviously these ones just work by sound.
If it's based on the next one, is it September it comes out?
No, I think it comes out in summer, don't it?
Does it? I'm not too sure. But if it's based on A Quiet Place 2, which is like the origin story of the monster from Quiet Place, I think it would work. I don't think it would work if it was based on the original.
Oh, no chance whatsoever.
Yeah. So we'll move on to E. It says sequel house and original. So think of that as what you want, i.e. there's so many houses out there that could be sequels. If I had a choice of a sequel to this, I want a sequel to Slaughter Cinema.
Slaughter Cinema 3D, I think I've heard.
Yeah. So Slaughter Cinema 2 would be my go-to for a sequel house, but that's just my personal opinion. Over into F, which is Fast and Furious, which is usually always the Blumhouse house now. I hate saying that, Blumhouse house.
The house of Blumhouse.
We might just start saying that. We'll see how long it takes for other people to steal that one. So on the house of Blumhouse, we've got Imaginary and Insidious. I'll start with this. Insidious, yes. Imaginary, no.
Last 10, 15 minutes of Imaginary, yes. The rest of the movie, no. Right, Insidious deserves a house on its own.
It has had a house on its own before.
But there's been so much more to the lore since then.
Yeah. I personally think I would love it to be Conjuring and Insidious and have the same character all the way through, because it's the same guy in two different films. But that's
that
just
would
me
be
being
hilarious. But yeah, but Blumhouse would never do that. Insidious, that's the ones. Is that the one with the nuns and that as well? No, that's the other ones. That's the other ones.
Insidious is the devil faced monster.
So can we have Insidious this year and Conjuring next year?
If anyone's watched that and actually gets that reference, put it in the comments of what it's from.
If anybody's cool enough, could anybody say that soundbite of Simon making that noise?
if you know what that actual's from, stick it in the comments. Let us know, like, and you are a legend, because that film is awesome. Anyway, hey guys, post edited. Simon just jumping in to let you know. Edited podcast, the time behind me.
We recorded the episode earlier on today, and we've just been informed that there may be a slight change on the map with the Blum. What do we call it? House of Blumhouse? Yeah. It may have Megan on there now rather than what we had, which was Imagine and Insidious. Megan has now been added onto it, so make that as what you want. And obviously there is the Blumhouse curse on, so just let you know there is a bit of a slight difference to what it is when we recorded. So just this is just future Simon letting you know that it's slight difference to what you might be seeing on the screen. So don't worry about it, it's the map is already out there, so go and follow it, share it, give the guy some love.
It'll be into potentially a new sprung tent, because I believe we're going to get four sprung tents now.
That's instead of two. Based after me.
We have Greek gods. Now, this sounds
cool.
Yeah, it does actually, because the Greek, there's also, yeah, you've got the strong people, you've got Zeus, and, well, they're Norse, aren't they, a lot of them? Zeus is, yeah, well, anyway, won't go into too much detail, but that could be, they've got a lot of the props from Poseidon.
Yes.
And all that stuff. So they've got a lot of stuff they could use. It wouldn't really cost that much to make, to be honest, because obviously a lot of people are scared that this Halloween Horror Nights is going to be underfunded due to Epic. It's not. It's just that they will try and save money where they can. And if they've got props already built from Poseidon, use them. It's not being used.
They will have the budget probably for the next 5 years ahead.
Yeah.
They know their budget. And if they get extra, that's great. But if they don't, they have a budget. It's not like we're ending this year's event and this is a budget for next year. They plan years ahead for these events.
Yeah, they do. So we've then got Tribute to Terror.
I don't know what to think. Is it meant to do with a tribute store thing?
Well, I don't know. Looking at that, it could be something to do with the sea. It could go down the sea route again.
The Kraken.
The Kraken would work. But the problem is, it's whether the water effects will work, because what was that other one that was under the water? And it failed.
I do have a thing here. Greek gods and tributes to Terror being the Kraken and that. Could we be getting, who is Zeus is the king? Who's the what? Is it Poseidon himself?
Poseidon's the king of the sea.
Could Tribute of Terror and Greek gods be actually one house, and there's another house we're not thinking of right now, and that's the mix-up what's coming?
Could be. I say, because this is all the thing is with Hold Out Horror, it gets all everyone's information and makes them spend that from what people are wondering at the time. So, and then I and J, we've just got unknown originals. So potentially we don't know what
One of them should be the death of all podcasts who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, so if you look on here as well,
so we're dead.
I do apologize. we have two shows. We have Nightmare Fuel 4 over in the Fear Factor stage, which we can't really call it the Fear Factor stage now, because that's gone, hasn't it?
Well, it's still stage. It's the Horror Night stage.
Yeah,
that's all it's used for.
And then you've got in Q, which is Animal Actors, I think it's going to be. And they've got IP Comedy Duo Show. So what we need to think about, you need to think who comedies could work. I don't even think who could do it. They're not going to be Bill and Ted.
You've got the two everyone's thinking about, Bill and Ted, and the other two, whatever their names are.
Silent Bob.
No, the other two, the ones everyone
thought. Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, look, America, I know I get this, but they're not that big around the world. They're known, they're not that big. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how to bring you down to earth on this, but their films were good, but they're not cult figures around the world at all. They're not. Ben and Ted's probably well more known. Just put Rocky Horror Show in there or something instead.
I've got it.
Beetlejuice.
I've got the best comedy duo show ever. This is very, very niche. A lot of these Americans will not even understand what I'm just going to say. Morecambe and Wise.
Ant and Deck.
Yeah, Ant and Deck.
PG and Duncan.
Oh, no. Now, that's a reference that not a lot of people will get. PG especially and young. Duncan. Yeah.
I think it should be Beetlejuice with someone.
Yeah. Beetlejuice and the Doc. There you go.
There you go, Chris yes. Brown.
Beetlejuice.
That'd be different. Yeah. You're looking for anyway, Marty.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Rick and Marty. Done. Rick and Morty could actually pull that off, I think.
That would be hilarious, but
Yeah.
I don't know who owns it these days because I mean Disney's actually bought everything and ruined everything. I mean, whoops.
Sorry. So we do have five Scourge zones. We don't know them all, but I've heard this rumor as well. The Weeknd is doing some music for a Scourge zone.
Look,
So.
I'm not a fan of this area, but I'm also a fan of it because that's where the younger crowd will hang out.
Yeah, if that's where the
The
Weeknd
island, yeah.
is, that would be great. And then we have Blum Zone. That's a new one. Blum Zone. So we've got the house of Blumhouse and the Blum
Blum
Zone.
Zone, the
I don't even think of what could actually be. Well,
They've got a lot of things, mate. You could put literally all their different things in there, Megan, everything. It doesn't have to be one specific movie. It could be loads of their different stuff.
I think that would work actually work in, especially in the new, is it Central Park? Not
Yeah,
Central
because a
Park.
lot of people moaned last year with Megan, they didn't get to see the flash mob.
Well, you had to be in the right
So
place at
if
the
you
right
have two
time,
or
didn't you?
three in a zone with different characters as well.
So, and then quickly through the attractions that we've got the usual rides, Hollow Rabbit Ride Rocket, Transformers, Revenge of the Mummy, Escape from Gringotts, Escape from Gringotts, Maze Rocket.
Gingots. Simon, stop, stop, stop. Why are you did you think a ging for there, mate?
Don't know, it's the way I
Nothing to
read
do
it.
with the ride leader, is it?
What?
Oh, he's ginger, isn't he?
Who?
The people from Harry Potter, the King of
Oh.
Gingers. Loads of them are.
Oh. Anyway, Men in Black Alien Attack, and then we have DE, which we believe the Death Eaters are coming back to the Wizarding World of
What
Harry
I will have a
Potter.
quick look at and just walk off from.
So there you go, guys. What are your thoughts on this Universal Orlando map? Let us know. Let us know. Let Howard know. Follow him on Twitter. He's a good guy. He does know his stuff. He did do a map last year, and it wasn't that far off on the first one. So we'll see. All we can do is wait and see. And obviously, these will be tweaked and changed as near to the event we go. And we will be here again for version two if it comes out.
Oh, if you want their Twitter, it's at hallowed, so HALLOWED underscore line horror. That's it.
Obviously, they'll be attached to the tweet and Instagram and all that on this video. So follow them, give them a comment, let them know what you think of this map. So while we're here, we do say we will be doing all maps. So we will go to. Why is this not going back? We'll have a quick look at Hollywood while we have a bit of
Hollywood.
time. So, I don't know where any of these houses are, so I'll just do it in the order that they show on the map. We've got H1. I think that's maybe High a lot. I don't know. The e Exterminators
Well, that
is a
just
play
sounds
on.
about bugs and that.
Yeah, I think it's a play on the. Is it the Bugs Alive? I think it was one of the things that was shown in Bugs
Or
Alive.
it's a Doctor Who house. Exterminate, exterminate. No, nothing gonna happen with Disney now.
And if you look at this, we've got quite a few crossovers on this as well. H2 got Latin American urban legend on this one. So it's a little bit of a difference on the monsters. So they get the legends, we get the monsters,
Oh God,
potentially.
I hope this isn't a two-story thing again.
It possibly would. If it might be, it sounds like
Doesn't
it, but it
work. It
is.
just doesn't work because people ain't go most people can't travel. Do this, it's just idiotic.
And then we've got A Quiet Place as well. Again, Ghostbusters, but with the original symbol.
That's a good point, actually. Have they ever had Ghostbusters? They have, haven't they?
Yeah, they got
Yeah.
it, but they're.
I think he's playing games with us.
I don't know,
I
we'll
think he's
see.
hedging his bets. Hedging his
Yeah,
bets.
sure. But it makes sense because, like I say, it's so early in the season because we actually recorded this on the 6th of April. So we're literally 5 months away from the event still. So potentially anything could change. You've got the House of Blumhouse, imagine him in Insidious again. An unknown original. Then we've got Dracula's Monsters, Dracula again. but not with a symbol on this one. Chucky Ultimate Kill Count. I'm sure they had that last year. Are they bringing it back again?
Maybe they want to make it work properly. He wasn't happy last year,
no,
was he?
Yeah, but Hollywood's was supposed to be better.
Yeah, but they were still both rubbish.
Yeah. And then the Terror Tramp, they have Anniversary. So it could be an Anniversary House. Terror Tramp.
Well, that could be Ghostbusters, Nightmare on Elm Street,
yeah,
yada, yada, yada. Da, da, da. I think I'm looking at this. So how do we know what's an IP on his? How do we tell?
I don't think he's actually put on. Excuse me.
I can see Chucky disappearing from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, potentially. Like I say, we are following Hollywood, but just not following it with as much bigger.
Yeah, there is better podcasts out there who will go more in depth. Especially if they go to Hollywood, they live in America. It's a lot easier for them. So I may sometimes tongue in cheek bash other podcasts, but if you think I'm bashing you ever listen, I do actually listen to all your podcasts and actually enjoy them. Yeah, I just like having a bit of fun.
Three potential scare zones, nothing actually on them, but the attractions that are potentially going to be open, Jurassic World, The Ride, Revenge
right,
of the Mummy,
Transformers.
Well, keep looking. I think it's eventually going to come to islands. The Simpsons Ride, Forbidden Journey, Flight of the Hippogriff, and Death Eaters. See, now that's one thing I'm glad we don't have in Orlando, is Forbidden Journey opened. Can you imagine having a few drinks and then going on that?
Oh, just good live events, they look pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the live events, we have a Blumhouse Behind the Screams, and then The Purge, Dangerous Waters. So I think that Purge is...
The Purge is apparently
water
very,
water.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently it's bloody good.
Right, so if you can film that, film it, send
That's
us a
it.
link,
It's
and
so
we'll
we can
watch
see
it. Because I can guarantee we will not be going to Hollywood this year. Maybe in a few years' time, we might
and if
jump
the
over there.
If the lottery ever lets me win.
Because it is relatively cheap to get over there once we're over in America, but then it's like losing 3 days. So we'll see. So, guys, that is your hollowed out horror speculation maps version one. And again, thank you. Actually, tell like still got Joel's opinion yet.
Yeah, Joe, just put your stuff in here, mate. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hello, fellas. Sorry I can't be on with you today. I just wanted to get on and share with you a few of my thoughts about this spec map that we've received from our friends at Hallowed Out Horror. Just want to keep this short and sweet, really, because I've not got the time at the minute. Latin American monsters, yeah, that's going to be awesome, especially if it's anything like the Chupacabra house. I enjoyed that one. Ghostbusters. I mean, who doesn't love Ghostbusters? I'm still hoping it's going to be the original movie rather than Frozen Empire, which actually I've still not seen yet. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm taking my son to his first event this year, and if he gets to walk through the Ghostbusters original house, then I know it's going to amaze him. Dracula, I mean, I know people are going to complain about this and say, oh, it's not Creature, it's not Creature, it's not Frankenstein, but I don't care. It's Dracula, man. It's the Lord of Darkness. You know, it's going to be decent. A Quiet Place, I don't know how they're going to do this house still. I've been thinking about it a while, and I just can't see how they're going to make a quiet house scary. I don't know. Greek Gods, I mean, it'll be really interesting to see how they do this one. I know that the sets are going to be incredible. The Blumhouse, Imaginary Insidious House. I've still not seen Imaginary yet, but I mean, it doesn't look amazing. And from what I've heard, it isn't great, but it just looks like Ted with teeth. Insidious, you know, there's going to be some good jump scares in there. But yeah, there's my thoughts on a few of the houses that are on the spec map, boys. Anyway, boys, like I said, this is going to be short and sweet. I'm going to go and sort out the kids and the dog. Take care.
There you go. So you've just heard what Joel thought of the maps. That's it, guys. So do us a favour. Like I said earlier on, hit the subscribe, hit the like button, follow us on our socials at HHEPod, at HEPod1 on TikTok. Follow Hollowed Out Horror, give him some love. Share this video with everyone, share this podcast with your friends, let everyone else know what's going on in the HHA community. And with that, I'm going to let Phil do his outro and I'll finish mine after.
Stay epic. how boring was that? Yeah. Stay epic.
And as Joe would say, sweet screams and tatty bye-bye.